Mr. Anderoff.
It's 8:45 on the clock. We will call to order the Board of Supervisors meeting for Wednesday, September 13th, 2017. We will start out by reciting the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The Opens Meeting Act is posted on the east wall. Attendance by observation. Jurgens Hill, Doran, Lytle, Byers, and Tiemann. Bauman should be here shortly. Consent agenda. One is the general agenda. Two is approved minutes of the meeting held August 30th, 2017. Three, approve all claims through September 13, 2017 in the amount of $539,496.30, except for claim number 17090108 to Beatrice Lawn Care in the amount of $442 to be voted on separately below. Approve and place on file correspondence received. Approve summary fee report for district court and register of deeds fee report for the month of August 2017. Approve utility permit number 1077 to Winster, Nebraska, Inc. We'll be boring 70 feet. We'll be boring a distance of 70 feet, 5 feet below the bottom of the ditch and under county road to replace defective buried drop with new buried cable. Located in the southeast fourth of section 9 and the northeast fourth of section 16, township 5 north, range 8 east of Hooker Township.
Move to approve consent agenda as presented.
Second.
Motion by Tiemann, seconded by Byers. Discussion, vote. Gary, yeah, they switched yours. You still can. 5-1. No, you're abstaining right now. 5-0, you're abstaining right now. 6-0 in favor.
Does that be a problem?
With Bauman still absent. Regular agenda. Entertain a motion to approve or disapprove claim number 17090108 to Beatrice Lawn Care in the amount of $442 for a total claims of $539,938.30.
That's
yeah.
In
claims approved.
So moved. Second.
Motion by Byers, seconded by Hill. Vote. 5 in favor with Bauman not here and Tiemann abstaining. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items. Come on up, and then we need your name and your address just for the record.
Okay, we're Travis recording. Boyle.
Okay.
I'm with NMC Cat. I'm your heavy equipment salesman.
Oh.
Based out of, how about Lincoln? 401 Northwest 56th Street in Lincoln.
Good enough.
Some of you might know me. Some of you might be new, but I just wanted to basically stop by and say hi. It's just so you remember who I am. With NMC, this year, as far as some of the state bids we have is the 12M3 grader, both the four-wheel and the six-wheel drive. The six-wheel is all-wheel drive. We have those, and then we have a 930 loader on the state bid. Other than that, I don't know if you guys have any plans on getting any equipment this year or not, but mostly just want to stop by, and if there's anybody that's new, I can give them. I have cards I can hand out, or I can hand out to the existing guys that might know me. So, anybody have any questions for me on Cat products?
Budget will be approved here soon, and we'll know if we're going to be buying anything or not.
Okay. Good enough.
You think we should consider Caterpillar for whatever?
I think that would probably be a wise investment for your taxpayers.
Oh, okay. All right. You're getting a free advertisement here today. You understand that?
Yes, yes. Anyway, do you guys have my cards? I don't know, Eric does. No? I'll hand some out.
Didn't know you could afford one.
No.
Small company like yours. I know how to get a hold of you, though. I had family who used to own Caterpillar.
Just wanted to make it short, sweet, to stop by.
Thank you.
I'll see a lot of you guys at NACO, I'm assuming.
They don't let me buy any equipment.
Thank you.
Yep.
No bulldozers anyway.
Yeah, if I don't see you between now and then, we'll see you at NACO in December.
December.
Yep. All right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks for stopping.
Thank you, Travis. Anyone else for public comment? Then we'll go into committee. Seeing none, we'll go into committee reports. Building and ground winter lights.
Just a normal that Dave reported on our committee hearings as far as working on the phone systems around the system, our lights and our cameras, and trying to get everything set up.
Yep. And at one time we talked about having something maybe on this agenda or ready for this meeting about putting out for maybe some bids for the cameras or for the phones. We visited with Dave a little bit on Monday, and Dave had been out for a period of time, so we're not ready, so hopefully by the next meeting we can. The phone system is still working, although we know we need a new one, and the same thing with the cameras. So,
and he's feeling much better, and he's back coming, going full.
He's back, and then one of the individuals that he was going to work with was gone too, so they haven't been able to coordinate and meet. But hopefully by the next meeting we'll have something.
We'll coordinate in a couple of weeks.
Yep. Equalization.
Nothing new.
Finance, insurance.
Just went through the claims. Basically, I'll do as I normally do, just read the big ticket items. Capital City Concepts LLC wage and benefit study, $16,044. Beatrice Sand and Gravel, Rock Township and County Gravel, $38,484. Rock On Incorporated hauling township gravel, $23,408. And 9/11 Communication Fund, City Beatrice, quarterly service fee, $52,500.
Anything else for finance or insurance?
That's enough.
I hear you. Human resource, employee relations.
The only thing I got Gary wants to talk about as far as emergency management.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
You have all the thunder, John.
It's all yours today.
You have the okay this time.
I think it's one of those days. It must be Tiemann's birthday.
It is.
He has a good memory, Gary. So,
what's that?
He has a good memory.
Yeah, he does.
Exactly. Law enforcement, emergency management.
Emergency management we'll discuss later on. So, John couldn't steal my thunder today, actually.
Not really.
As far as the sheriff, we had a P&Z meeting last night, and so all my notes that were here waiting for today are I don't know where.
That's
at this point.
Does.
So I know Gus sat here and talked for 45 minutes.
I think it's longer than that.
And we discussed the fact that we can go to several different jails, Dawson County being one where they will guarantee 15 beds at a price of $45, if I'm recollecting correctly. And then they'll have at least one trip a week where they'll transport our prisoners back and forth between here and Lexington. I believe Gus also remarked at the same time that Washington County would do the same price of $45 a day per inmate per bed. But they do not do any of the transporting. So still we're continuing to work through the jail issue and trying to have enough beds available for all the people that would like to participate in our programs. So other than that, Gus, that was the biggest part of the discussion on Monday. So other than that, I don't think we got anything else, law enforcement, emergency management.
Just passed out some numbers. Shepherdson was here, too, and they passed out some numbers of where some of our prisoner inmates have been held at and the amount of time and the days and stuff. So we had some of that information to look at and stuff. So, and unfortunately, the numbers are still up there. not having gone down much yet. Not headed down, I guess, either, so.
I suppose the discussion was started, so we should throw it out here today, and that would be Gus wanting to discuss and negotiate with the city about the customers that we were having in the county jail that come over from city.
We did have some discussion Monday, and I did call the mayor yesterday and visit with him. I'm going to meet with him here after our meeting today and have some more discussion to see about setting up some kind of meeting maybe with Gus and Bruce and Roger and whoever, see how that goes or whatever, what his thoughts were on that. So I told him we really need to sit down and visit, and I was going to bring along some of the paperwork from Gus that you gave the other day and hand that to him and stuff so that they could see some of those numbers, and then maybe the state statutes, because their thoughts are different than what some of our thoughts were. But I think we need to sit down and visit, and we'll see if we can't set something up or what maybe comes out of the meeting with the mayor.
Yep. I know what will be brought up, since we've had this discussion every year for the last six.
That's right.
I guess we'll see.
We'll see. We need to visit with them, and then I think we need to have our legal counsel there, and their legal counsel, and Bruce and Gus, and then maybe some other people there, and sit down and come to a better understanding of where this is really at. Because right now we're not in agreement. I'll just say that.
Well, it makes sense to do the same thing we did with the communications and dispatch. Combine the resources of our respective taxpayers and save them money. Same thing goes with the jail. But sometimes we forget that there is it's a two-way street. It's not all one way in this town.
Yep. So
said too much already.
So we'll hopefully have something to report back at the next committee meetings or something, and we'll see if we can schedule a meeting before then or what the mayor's thoughts are, and we'll convey those. So anything else for law enforcement, emergency management? We do have something later on the agenda for the Washington County thing, so we can have the discussion of housing inmates at that time. So Road and Bridge.
About the bundling project with the three box culverts with Johnson and Nemaha County. The total bid that we looked at was $689,128.96. Gage County's part of those three would amount to $193,586. And would cost the county approximately $87,113 to get completed. The state is paying 55%. We're waiting for approval from Johnson and Nemaha counties before we can accept the bid. So I think that'll be done probably at our next board meeting. We'll have their approval, I'm sure, and we'll go on from there, and then Galen can get started on all the paperwork that has to get done. I don't think any of these – well, there was one they spoke about maybe starting this fall.
One of those three bridge – or culvert.
Not ours.
It was one of the other counties.
Possibly.
The scheduled start was sometime in November, I believe, if I remember right.
Yeah. But, yeah, that'll be...
If we get that, you know, and Galen was going to visit with Minnelli's office and stuff to make sure that timelines could still all be met and everything. So yep. it never heard anything different. So I think we're fine with... We wanted to wait and have the other two approved. We felt it was premature for us to approve the whole thing and mm-hmm. not have each of
their
them approving
first.
Their share of that before
yep.
it came to us. So.
Yep. And that's why... The time frame, you know, that I think the first project they talked about maybe starting November. So, you know, in this case, it probably doesn't affect anything. So,
and the one in Gage County will start next. It'll be done. The work will be done in 2018, right, Galen?
Yes.
The Gage County one, yeah.
Estimated start date of 4/2 of 2018.
April 2nd of 2018, estimated start date for the Gage County part of that project.
Yep.
I'll make one quick comment again. I think this is a program that the state developed, you know, for doing this thing, and we, I guess, sharing in some of the cost. And this is, you know, this $193,000 and approximately $87,000 would be the county's cost. If we did that out on our own, Gage County, that would be the whole $193,000. So I think,
and possibly higher bids than that. I think the estimate on the estimation on that project was $202,000.
Yeah,
the engineer's estimation on that, so you can see that bundling does help you. You get
does
the cost broke
and,
down,
yeah.
and
this is fantastic for the county, and I'm glad we'll get approval from our neighbors, and we can go ahead and make the move.
Yep.
That's great. And it's April 2nd, the day after April Fool's Day, so we're okay.
Okay.
Asphalt crew installed approximately 262 tons of asphalt through their two-week period, I guess we'd call it. Galen's visited with Rose Crippman about selling the used crack sealer we have. E5 Lincoln box culvert north of Ellis was finished on 6/28/17. The contract said they had 75 calendar days to finish. It took 89 calendar days. Mark Manelli's office said we could fine them $300 a day. Through discussion, we decided not to impose that fine. A lot of times, things like that. They did an excellent job, number one. And there's things beyond your control sometimes, and I'm not going to say weather this time because that's not it. But, and I see no reason. It was no inconvenience to nobody. I mean, it was closed. Of course, there was an inconvenience, but not a major one. And so we felt that we would not impose a fine on these late days. Other than that, I've had...
And out of those 260-some ton there of asphalt they laid in the 2 weeks, Galen, you said how much was out there on that Ellis project, 190 about or something?
162
was laid in that stretch there, and that was part of that bid. The asphalt was not in there. The county was going to do the asphalt overlay of that. But 162 or just quite a bit of that was laid in that area.
Right, exactly, yep.
And that road is open, and, yep.
It is open, and quick comment, I know they're seeding 112, this guy in Undo County, but the 112 state road is being seeded now, so signs are posted. I mean, guard railing is all that's left, so, you know, that thing will be opened shortly as soon as the guard rail's up, I would guess. Hey, it's drivable right now. It's posted at 60 again, so you can go.
Yes, 60.
Other than that, I've had a few compliments, rare, on county roads. As far as the quality of the grading, this Williams Township official had said that he thought the county blade operators were doing an excellent job and pulling shoulders and doing things like that, so...
And Galen, have we started on the fall allotment then already for hauling gravel for townships?
Yeah, he's actually on number 10.
Number how many, 10?
Yes.
So there's a good chance we could have the fall done this fall.
Yeah, it keeps going. It'll slow down somewhat during harvest because right now he has four additional trucks going. They'll be stopping some of them to park their harvest.
That's fantastic.
How long will the pits have product?
Till the winter, I presume.
Till winter.
Yeah.
But there's product there now. There must be, or they couldn't be hauling that much.
I forgot, Terry. What kind of condition are the roads overall?
Damn good.
Could you spell that out
for me? Okay. Anything else for Road and Bridge? Wanted to maybe start our emergency manager discussion, but I wanted Matt to be here, too, also. I know Matt's coming, so we're going to wait with that for a little bit. We have two timed events, one at 9:30, one at 9:45, and then also at 10. I guess we have three timed events. Let's move on down to, can we approve or disapprove the resolution? No, we can't do that until after the budget.
No, right. You can move to the emergency management services. Or the emergency emergency medical.
Ah, there we go. The one on the bottom of the page there. Approve or disapprove emergency medical services agreement for a term of 3 years beginning July 1st, 2017 and ending June 30th, 2020. In the past, what we've always done is just sent out a one-year agreement with these, and then every year, unfortunately, just through everything, we haven't always got those out on time. And as you can see, again, this year, this actually starts here July 1st, which several of them have been visiting with us about if or when they're coming out, those contracts.
And
go ahead.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. I was just going to say everybody should have, like, one full copy and then just the cover of the others. Contracts are the same as far as the date was changed, the 3 years was changed, and then Roger, I'll let you talk about the paragraph we changed in there.
Basically, this is something that the board came up, and I think specifically Mr. Bauman, about since we are negotiating on behalf of these entities with the city on the big contract, we should have a provision in the contract acknowledging that. And basically covering our liability for doing so on behalf of the villages and boards. So that's what that paragraph is changed for.
Okay. But I think there's... Oh. It's what? Okay.
What is the fee we pay to the villages?
Each one is different.
I mean, not the dollar amount, but what is the fee for? Why are we paying them that fee?
This for the emergency emergency medical services within Gage County. You know, I don't know. This started quite a few years ago.
I think it was decided to try to make sure that we had medical services all the way through the county. And some of it was kind of up and down, and so this county board decided if we give some financial services to these communities, we're going to get the kind of services the people of the county need, and that's the reason that we did it.
And
it's worked.
At one time, the county was involved in medical services or ambulance or whatever.
Right.
The county got out all of that. And through all those discussions, I think we pay $180,000 to the city of Beatrice. We pay $15,000 to Wymore, Adams, and Claytonia, the ones that have the ambulances. And the ones that don't have the ambulances, like Odell, Pickerel, Cortland, they're paid $6,000 each a year. These entities, if they're not with the fire department, they're out on their own, so they don't have the ability to tax right now for funding. Fire departments get 3 cents of levy. These don't have that ability to levy a tax or tax their taxpayers, so they're out there on their own. The ones with the ambulance, I'll just speak a little bit for Adams. We bill for that ambulance service and stuff, so we have some money coming in that way. But like Cortland and Pickerel, I know visiting with Pickerel particularly, they've had a hard time sometimes having enough funds to keep their medical equipment up and all of that or whatever. Some of that is so that then they don't have to do as many fundraisers and stuff like that. So,
but like in Pickerel, that medical, that goes through the fire, correct?
It goes through the fire. I don't know. Maybe Matt knows how they keep it separate. When I visited with them, though, they have so much equipment, medical equipment, and so many. There's certain things, certain types of medicine that have to be updated every 6 months or a year.
I'm just asking, we have that fee that goes along with this interlocal agreement for emergency medical services. The ones that have the fire, obviously they're getting the 3 cents, but the ones that are separate, they are getting this money separately. They can't tax for it. But
each of the entities, because some of them, and I don't know which ones are together. I don't know which ones fall under. Adams up there, they're separate. I think it's Cortland Fire and Rescue. They, and maybe Jenny knows too. They're the one entity, and they have the ability to raise for that. But I don't know how they do their keep track of that or whatever. I don't know that.
Some of the districts have rural fire boards, and they'll administer those, I believe.
Yes.
I believe Claytonia is that way. I believe, I know Pickerel is, Beatrice is that way. I think we well know that Wymore is separate. So they're all structured a little bit different. And so the EMS squads, I don't believe we can give them tax levy authority. I believe it's just the fire district, which we've done for a long time.
And
we've capped that. I don't think we've made adjustments in 3 years,4 years.
No. And I misspoke. Wymore is 40,000.
And so a lot of those are first responder groups. There's a few ambulance squads, I think. Yeah. Adams, Claytonia, Wymore. Beatrice Rural Fire doesn't have ambulances. Beatrice responds. There's interlocal agreements with mutual aid for response for ambulances. So they don't all have, Cortland, they've got, I believe theirs are together.
Cortland's is together, yeah. I know Adams is, our fire and our rescue squad are completely separate entities or whatever and stuff. But, part of that was so that when the county got out of it years ago, they started some funding for those to make up or help with their funding so they didn't have to raise as many funds. I know.
Those of you who weren't around or don't remember, we used to have all our ambulances sitting over here where the garages are in the sheriff's office. And back then, I don't know how many units we had, a bunch, and three. And the amount of money that we were spending to run that with all the employees and the ambulances, what we're doing, investing in our communities now, we actually get faster service and we get very good service. So
there's a lot of areas that provide very, very good service in our county. I'll just say that. So and very, very thankful to have them. So
it's very positive.
I believe, maybe Don can correct me, but I think the whole, all of the towns, and including City Beatrice, it's like 270,000 we budget for.
Yes, with Beatrice included.
And that's been that same way for several years, quite a few years. I think maybe since I've been on the board or whatever. And so in that, this is not going to change. That dollar amount's not changing this contract. The basic part we're changing is going from a 1 year to a 3 year. And did you get to read your paragraph? Roger got the paragraph on page number 16, Matt, that we now have an interlocal agreement, part of that with it. Roger wrote that so that they're giving us the okay to be, what do we call it? We have an agreement with them now. We have an interlocal agreement with them. That's what I'll say.
Well, and to basically negotiate on the behalf of the boards and villages in that area.
Yes, in that area, which we've never had before.
Makes us responsible.
That makes us responsible now.
I covered it with the liability deal, too.
Yeah.
I mean, it gives us the authority that you pointed out.
Yeah, no,
I think
I think it's good because, yeah, we were acting on their behalf, and they hadn't given us authority to do so.
They hadn't given us authority to do so. Nope. So. Anything else for that agreement? Any more discussion? If not, I entertain a motion to approve those agreements and have them sent out for their signature.
I would move.
Second.
Motion by Byers, seconded by Lytle.
Vote.
7-0 in favor. Okay. I don't know if we can get it done in time or not. We have a 9:30 timed event. We may have to stop a little bit in between, but discuss and approve or disapprove hiring a candidate for the position of emergency management director. We did have a closed session. We had a meeting last Wednesday that we advertised, and we had a closed session to have discussion. It became apparent in that meeting. We had narrowed it down to two out of the eight applications. We narrowed down to two and had them come back for a second interview. Last Wednesday night, we had more discussion on it. It became apparent that there was not a clear-cut consensus on one or the other. Roger was at that meeting also, and Roger kept informing us that we could in no way have any type of a vote or whatever. Anybody could discuss about what they wanted to. They could discuss about either the individuals. They could make comments and that, but we could not poll the board, or we could not have any type of vote at that time. If we wanted to do something like that, we had to have it today. So it was brought that we should bring both names forward today. We will have discussion on those two people, and hopefully we're able to hire one today. The two people are, one is Lisa Wiggin, who is the visitor's person here in for the county for Beatrice. And the other one is Josh Niles. He lives up by Claytonia. The board felt very, very comfortable with both of them. The board felt that both of them were excellent candidates and both would do a very, very good job. Like I said, the other night we could not reach what looked like a apparent decision on one or the other. So we were bringing them both names forward. I visited with both of them.
Consensus.
I visited with both of them about the proposed salary. The proposed salary is $42,000 plus benefits, which is less than what our former emergency manager was making. Visited with both of them that we would make both of their names public here at this meeting and that we would have discussion and hopefully we could come to a decision. So, ready for anybody else to make comments. Like I said, we're very, very fortunate that we have two applicants that we have for this position. We're thankful for that. We're very, very thankful for that. The board, nobody had any comments that they wouldn't feel comfortable with either one. So we were blessed in that way also.
Myron, I guess some of the urgency here, too, is we have to get something done. But I think in October...
First week of
October. There is a session. Neither candidate was certified as emergency management, so they have to get those qualifications up. And there's a class, I think, that Brian Dakey said was in 1st of October sometime.
First week of October, yes.
And so to get things rolling on that, we wanted to act on this as soon as possible to fill that position.
Yes. Yeah, they only offer that class twice a year, and... Last 6 months ago, they didn't have the class. I don't know if they didn't have enough or what, but they do have that class. It is full, but Brian Dakey has a spot reserved for whichever person we end up hiring. So that's part of why we wanted to go forward here, too, and have the discussion today and hopefully have a vote and decide. Denny?
Well, I'd like to speak in favor of Lisa Wiegand. I've known Lisa most of her life, and... her experience in Gage County has been very, very positive, and one of the advantages that she has is that she knows the people of Gage County. She knows Gage County. She is has an excellent reputation, and I think would be accepted by the community, by the county, and I would recommend Lisa very strongly.
Eric?
I'll echo what Denny says. Just said, but both these people have been good applicants. It's an odd thing anymore to have this good applicants for any job. I talked to Lisa a little bit, and we obviously have some lacking performance in positions. Is why we're talking about things as well as the person resigned. My wonderment would be. At planning and zoning, and this is what I discussed with her this morning, can this be a part-time position? Because I don't know, and I knew Lisa would know better than anybody in Gage County because she did it. She was right there. She saw what was going on. P&Z is more than just taking permits and measuring setbacks. There's different programs that could be applied for. There's all kinds of things as people come in from an economic development standpoint. As they come in, they need someone they can talk to and say, this is what's available, this is what's here, this is how this works. This is your area that's zoned for whatever, and they know that, working in conjunction with Engage, our economic development board. What I would like to see, and it may take a little more discussion, would still be an emergency manager and a planning and zoning administrator. They could still work in the same office. They could still work in conjunction with each other. Both jobs are going to be, you know, both jobs are going to fluctuate as far as how much time's necessary. There's going to be times when emergency management needs help, and there's going to be times when P&Z needs help, depending on what's going on. Like Terry said, if things don't turn around, we may not have a whole lot of new permits on things. But if you look, things are rolling still. I mean, currently things are still moving along. Beatrice has a lot of open permits. The county has a lot of permits coming through. Having two really good applicants, I hate if we have two positions there that could be better performed by two people. I really question if that's a route we need to go. We have one candidate that's experienced with our entire county, experienced far beyond any of us in planning and zoning. And we have another candidate that's, I guess, geared towards more an emergency management position. I guess that's what I'm going to put up here after we talk for a little while. Normally I wouldn't go that route, but I think this could be an opportunity to really enhance what we're doing on the P&Z side, as well as fix the problems that we had in emergency management.
Matt?
I'll speak to both candidates. I've known Lisa a long time. You know, Lisa touches stuff, it turns out good. We know that. The difficult thing is when you know both candidates, you know, you have to erase the personalities and just deal with, you know, with what you see on paper. And with my experience on the two rural fire departments, I'm a volunteer on Pickerel and volunteer on Beatrice. And we've seen when you don't have that relationship with those first responders. And I think that Josh's experience on Claytonia Rural Fire, his experience in the military, his knowledge of communications is a good fit. And nothing against Lisa. In this particular case, I think it's a better fit for the emergency management position. But the thing is, we've got two candidates that we need to get their DNA in the county somehow. And I think that Lisa, and again, we're not looking for emergency management or planning and zoning today, but we have seen over the last year and a half that we've got planning and zoning issues that have come up and how those things need to work. But, again, we did have two chiefs from two squads that came in and also sat in and gave us some consultation, and that, you know, they're on the fence as well. And so I think that's what we've got, is we've got two good people here. In my opinion, just in my knowledge of what Josh has done with Claytonia and how he's involved in first responders and kind of the nature of that work, I think in this particular case, specific to emergency management, without them being combined, I think that Josh is the better candidate at this point.
And I guess we have told these candidates and all eight of them, you know, that P&Z was probably going to be added, most likely going to be added to this, and even weed superintendent, which may or may not get added. But and I think at this time we hire the one person, see what gets done, and if we need more help, we hire more help down the road. But I would also agree with Denny that Lisa brings such organizational skills to anything that she touches that, you know, it's tremendous. Her work history throughout, you know, is there and very well known. Obviously, we have two good candidates.
Terry?
I guess my take of it, you know, I don't feel either office is flooded if they are combined. I don't feel that's going to be an issue. Instead of growing government, I think we got to go the other way and combine it. So,
Gary,
yep. So we have two really good candidates. We have several different things that we've looked at, and it would be great to have two positions that you could plug these two individuals into, and it would be easy. But the fact is we have one position, and that's the emergency manager, and we've discussed at length about adding P&Z to that. So when it comes down to the vote, we got to make a decision as to the best person to fill that role as emergency manager and, in my mind, / planning and zoning administrator. So when it comes down to it, the seven of us have to make the decision as to who that person is. I wish it could be both of them. I wish we could mold their skills together and we'd have the perfect candidate. But I think that either one of them is going to do an excellent job. They both have qualities that are going to make them give the county a good opportunity to have emergency management in good hands. So I'm excited to move forward with whoever it is. I think this is a good county, and I think we'll support them well, whoever it is. So,
your comments, like I said earlier, we're very, very fortunate to have two really good candidates. I did visit with both Lisa and Josh about the fact that unless something changed, and it could change at this meeting yet, we were hiring just an emergency manager. If we add planning and zoning to that, that would be sometime in the future because of the learning curve that either one of them would have, particularly the class and stuff in Lincoln, and that learning curve of emergency manager for a period of time. That was not going to be part of the job today or whatever. Now, we can change any of that. That's how I visited with both of them. I've known Lisa, too, for a long time. I've known Josh for a while. Both of them would be excellent candidates. I don't have any problem with either one of them being our emergency manager. If I had to look at it today, I think this board is going to try and have the sometime in the future planning and zoning with that position. And when we look at that aspect of it, then I see that the stronger candidate then would be Lisa. But I would be fine going the other way, too, with Josh as emergency manager. I think he has the qualities and the skills that are needed for that, and he would do an excellent job.
I would like to make a motion to approve the hiring of Lisa K. Wiegand as our emergency management director.
Second.
We have a motion by Byers and a second by Juergens. Any further discussion? Eric?
Yep. In discussion, can we have Lisa come up as former P&Z chair?
I visited with both of them and told them if they were going to be here, we could sure ask them questions and stuff.
I know I didn't put you on the spot here, Lisa. Okay. Could you kind of go over some of the things we talked about as far as P&Z, if P&Z administrator would be a separate position? What could be done, or what would be done, or approximate time that would go into that you see? Because that's something, it's not fair for me to ask you on the other because none of us know.
Right.
This you know intimately, so.
I think the perception of the county is very important, you know, renewing those relationships, because right now when you look at P&Z, the hardest thing is that we worked really hard. Everybody on the board, those people that served on the board way before us, to work very hard to get that relationship to go, and those zoning regulations and the process works. But we have a perception out there right now that we're not getting the job done. I know that there are loan agreements right now that are pending because that process isn't fast enough. That turnaround isn't. Whose fault that is, I'm not sure. A lot of it is, you know, clarity and what needs to be done and having the time to go out and do it. But the public's perception, you know, renewing those relationships one-on-one are very important. I think, you know, with zoning, you can grow with that in terms of, you know, there's programs out there that we can do, the relationships that we build with the applicant. You know, first and foremost, you know, by telling them what's available with economical development, too. But 9 times out of 10, you know, their loaner, probably their loaning institution has shared with them where they're going to get the money, you know, and how they resources out there that they can assess, too. But, you know, is it a full-time position? I don't know. I don't think it is by any means. You know, can your budget clarify and clearly support it? No. You work with what you have at the particular time. And then you grow with it within. I agree with Terry. It's always a concern in the agricultural field how much building can be done. But then yet there's a lot of things within zoning too that, there's a lot of maintenance that goes with zoning. You know, there's a lot of follow up that needs to be done with zoning. That all takes time, just as emergency management does. Emergency management preparedness is the number one key in just getting people and programs initiated out there in the school systems and wherever. Especially, you know, with the floods and so forth that have happened. And people are now a little bit more truly aware of how important it is to have mitigation plans. And you've got a plan in place. It's just a matter of updating and renewing and working with it. So all 562 pages of it. So but.
Only 562?
I printed them off, and I had to put a second printer cartridge in it. But, yeah, in all honesty, it's, you know, it's your decision, and the interlocal agreements, you know, within there, too. But.
One quick comment. We have a time event at 9:30 to close, accept, reject, or award cleaning bids for highway department. Don just handed me a note and says we have no bids. So.
Oh.
We can keep going.
So, Gary, Denny, you're head of building and grounds. I guess that falls back on that chairman of building and grounds to clean.
Congratulations, buddy. You win.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Just a comment, figuratively speaking, about the hiring somebody to, into a public entity is that it's basically the figuratively. The process of making sausage in public. Typically, you don't want to see how it's done, and so I appreciate both candidates coming forward. And you know, I think it's this board has demonstrated that we don't necessarily have to always agree on everything to be able to move forward and be supportive. You know, I feel differently in the way that we've done things from time to time, but you know, you get on board and you move forward and you provide support. So I appreciate you coming here.
No problem.
You know, Josh isn't here, but then, you know, their names are out there, and it's kind of a messy business. It's not like the private sector where you can do things behind closed doors. You got to bring this stuff out. You got to be transparent on that.
That's correct.
Just comment on that.
Yeah,
that's not easy.
Gary.
Well, anyway,
one
questions?
One
yes,
thing
Gary.
That not towards Lisa, but thank one you, thing I would say is that Lisa's here today, and I appreciate seeing that. But I don't hold anything against Josh for not being here. I have no idea why he's not, but I do know that it's a busy time of year for the current position that he holds, and so I'm assuming that he's busy enough there at his current job that he couldn't be here, and that. That is not a bad thing against him. He's an excellent candidate. Spoke well, showed himself extremely well in the interview process, and I think I'll leave it at that.
Any more comments? Otherwise, we have a motion and a second to hire Lisa as our emergency manager. Ready? Vote. 6 in favor with Bauman voting no. So,
and I'd echo what has been said in regards to Josh. He was an excellent candidate. We would have been happy to hire him if Lisa wouldn't have been in the field. And it was still, you know, a difficult decision.
Well, like I said the other night in our meeting, we had our special meeting, it became apparent that there was no consensus one way or another how this board was going to end up voting at that night. So that's why we brought it forward the way we did at this meeting, because, like I said, Roger told us probably 3 or 4 times that we could not have votes in that closed session. So if he wouldn't have been there, we might have got away with it.
Congratulations, Lisa. No. We're glad to have you.
I do not concur with the chairman's comments.
I'm with Matt on this one.
He was smiling on that.
Yeah, so I was smiling
record
on that.
Reflect.
No, we know we can't, and we know we're not allowed to. And I'll just say this. We thank Roger for being there the other night at that meeting. Don was there, too, also the other night at that meeting, as well as Brian Dakey and A.J. Weiss from Philly were there also at that meeting. We appreciate their help in this process and everything. And Roger was doing his duty and reminding us, and sometimes we get out of hand or we get carried away with things, but he brings us back in line. We appreciate that very much.
With good intentions.
Yes.
I said some crazy things before, but that was very good.
And just to clarify, AJ and Brian gave us some very excellent discussion and advice on this, and then after they left, we discussed the candidates between the rest of the board.
Yes. And everything. So. Thank you, and like I said, we'll move back up to our 9:30
Byron.
Timed event. What?
Byron, to I guess clarify that a little further, when is the effective hiring date then?
As soon as it works out for Lisa, I guess. So she has a position too, and I don't know if she has to give 2 weeks there or how that's handled or whatever, but otherwise, whenever it works, she can start here. We'll have to get together with you and Brian. Brian Dakey can inform you of the exact dates and times in Lincoln for that training up there or whatever. So, visit with Dawn here and get the information or she needs to for the hiring. But I don't know other than she can start as soon as she wants to.
She
but
can start as soon as she wants. Yeah. We'll just need to talk to you and get all the hiring stuff done.
Yeah, we'll talk later. So
and. One thing I want to add also is I'm looking for somebody to sit in for me at the Visitors Committee meeting this week because I'm not going to go down there now because we've hired Lisa away from the Visitors Committee. Somebody else can go sit in on that meeting this week because Lisa has done an excellent job with the Visitors Committee, has done an excellent job, got things really rolling in a good direction there. So I know they're going to be disappointed at that Visitors Committee meeting that Lisa will be moving on to a different position.
Well, Laura Young's on the agenda later, so you can talk to her. Yes. She gets
the budget. No, she's not.
Tourism definitely has improved.
It has.
So I'll stick around for 9:45.
Thank you, Lisa. Back to our, what would have been our 9:30 timed event here, the close, accept, reject, or award cleaning bids for Highway Department Extension Office. Not sure why, but there were no bids.
I had a call, but...
But no bid came forward. Okay.
Should we call for bids again then?
Yes. How do we handle this in the past?
I don't know what services are available out there, but it's advertised for 2 weeks.
Basically, now you're left with going out and doing requesting bids.
Yes, Galen, you have to clean down there now, I think, don't you?
I can do it.
Yeah, well, you can clean and Paul Hay can clean and we're done.
Well, no, Paul Hay can only tell him 1st October, and then it's been on the news that he's retiring.
We've made a good faith effort to go out and do that. I suppose we can go out and...
Now we can go out
solicit, and...
Now we can go out and solicit.
Get on the Yellow Pages. We know who cleans in this town.
Should we advise?
I'm like you, that surprised me that they didn't want the job.
Yeah.
We will be in contact with Galen and Extension Office and see who's done it in the past and visit with them and see about who else we can get and have or whatever. So,
I've got a funeral I'd like to attend.
Myron, can I ask a question as far as the cleaning services at those two facilities?
Yeah.
Well, we have... 3 custodial engineers in the courthouse. Is there a reason that they cannot reach out? And I think at one time they did handle some of that.
Extension they did, didn't they?
No.
We did the lawn.
One of the staff at the highway department used to clean it. And then I think the extension, I think they did. And then we hired Pam recently, or not recently, the last few years, that's cleaned both of them now.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, I got a call from her whether she should apply because I know there was some concerns on some of the cleaning that was being done, and I said, that's up to you. So,
How many people are in that extension office now? 4?
Well, 3 county, and there's 3 for sure state
three,
people.
Yeah,
and
state.
I think they were renting one other office. I don't know if
at one time, they were. I don't know if they still are.
6 people in that building?
I think you know where I'm going is I think that we have enough man hours that we could be cleaning those facilities without having to contract hire it.
That's something we need to visit with Dave with then and stuff because Dave would have a better handle on it than I sure would. I don't know that.
Offices and...
Yeah.
I'm not sure on the extension if they clean that meeting room as well.
Probably. Should we have Dave come up while we're here today?
Yeah, I don't know.
I just talked to him because I'm not... I know he's clear up in the...
Roger cleans his own.
He's got so much to do now. We laid this on him, and with everything he has to do to take care of this building, I think that's tremendous.
Is Pam still cleaning, or is Pam not anymore? Do you know?
She's still cleaning.
So, well, since we haven't hired nobody, let's advise her to keep cleaning here for a little bit while we can visit with Dave, and then we'll visit with maybe you and maybe Paul or somebody out there and see maybe what avenue. But if we have the okay that we can go ahead and solicit somebody.
Yeah, I mean, as Matt said, we advertise. We got nothing.
Did.
And now if somebody's out there waiting that they don't need any competition now. they could submit a request.
I'm not saying Dave can't or and his staff can or cannot doing it, but I think we need to visit with Dave and get their thoughts on this before we just go and say you're going to clean that.
No, I agree. I think it's the conversation we need to have before we go looking for somebody and just hiring somebody to do it.
Yes.
So, Danny, are you on board with solicitation?
Any.
Whatever this board wants is just fine.
I mean, the sheriff's right here. Should we just...
I'm just going to not comment anymore.
Okay, we'll let her go.
Okay. We have a time to event at 9:45, a public hearing, but we will... Oh, we do have a sign-up sheet over there for our public hearing at the 9:45 one for the residents next to livestock facility in Adams Township. If anybody'd like to testify or make comments, there's a sign-up sheet over there. And Nick, we'll have you sign in too you did good deal. So, if anybody else is here, and there is one. Underneath that sheet, if somebody'd like to comment on the budget or for a public hearing on the budget.
If you want, since you got 4 minutes, I can go through the findings of fact and get the record set up before we start the public hearing.
Good.
I mean, that brings
it in. Let's do that.
Okay.
That'd be good.
So you don't have to waste any time. Cal and Chuck represents my office at the PNC meetings, and she's prepared the... findings of fact, which we're doing on a regular basis now when we make recommendations to the full board from the planning and zoning. Copies of that should have been in your packet. Just want to go over those briefly. The public hearing was held by the Planning Commission on August 8th, 2017, after proper notice was given as required by law. The commission made the following findings of fact during their discussion. Basically, the facts in this case is the applicant who is present is building a permanent residence on a piece of land which he purchased from a relative. He satisfies all the setback requirements, and the only reason that he was required to go through this process was because he is locating the residence within the half-mile setback requirements of an existing hog facility located in the north, or to the north of his proposed residence. The commission did discuss the 7 guidelines, which you will also be looking at in making your decision on the recommendation from the commission. As I understand it, there was only one person in opposition to the proposal, and he expressed his disapproval because the construction of a house would obstruct his view in his bay window. There was another person who spoke in favor of the applicant's special permit because in his mind he was glad to see young people moving in the area wanted to make sure the minimum setback requirements were met. Brian Little, and you have a letter which I will ask that also be marked separately and received into the record. Basically, he had discussed this with the applicant. They have reached an accord as far as understanding what's going on, and he as expressed in the email, which you have a copy of, is in favor of this, appreciated the fact that the applicant knows and understands agriculture and appreciates it. I guess number 5 on your facts is very important. If it wasn't for the existing livestock facility, the applicant had satisfied every requirement required under structures in AG2 zone. The vote was taken 4 in favor of recommending approval, and no one against. 3 members were absent that evening. So the recommendation of the Planning Commission is to approve the special use permit as stated in their findings of fact. And I would ask that that and the email exhibit be included. And I believe Don has copies of those for the record.
Mr. Chairman, can I make a motion to go into a public hearing to discuss the proposed special use permit?
Second.
At 9:45 on the clock. Motion by Bauman, seconded by Lytle. Vote. 6 in favor with Juergens absent. This time we'll have Jacob come up and give a little talk, however you want to say who you are and everything, and here's the applicant for the special use permit. We need a name and an address.
Okay. My name is Jacob Unvert. I live at 8220 Cheney Ridge Road, Lincoln, Nebraska. I'm the applicant attempting to file for building a permanent residence at the location stated. It'll be a single-family